Hello, welcome back to Lucas Talks. Today is gonna be a chill episode. I'm gonna be less annoying and try to say a lot less. But sorry if you can't hear me right now. It's 5 a.m. I just honestly just wanted to get on here and talk about I guess my future and whatever the fuck else. Okay, I'll get you caught up. But yeah, sorry if you can't hear this. It's literally 5 a.m. and the fan is on high and I'm too lazy to get up and turn it off. And my eyes are closed and I'm halfway asleep. But I was just sitting here or just laying here thinking Okay, so if you don't know, I work at this place. I'm not gonna say where, but it's well known. It's pretty well known. Most of the people have it in their state or whatever. It's a grocery store, one of the biggest grocery stores, I guess. Starts with a W. It is not Whole Foods. If you don't know by now, then I'm sorry. But yeah, I work there, and I fucking hate it. I literally hate it so much. Oh my god. I've never worked at a place, period, but I just hate, I fucking hate it. I literally hate this place so much. I walk in and I am automatically sad. And I put in my 2 weeks, 3 days ago? Yeah, 3 days ago. And I honestly don't even want to go back today. I had 2 days off yesterday, because I get a couple days off every week, but, I'm supposed to go in today, and I work for the next 5 days straight. I'm already tired, and I haven't even got through fucking day one yet. I hate this place so much, and then I have another week of, I think for maybe 3 days, I think. But oh man, this week, Saturday and Sunday, is gonna kill me. And the only reason that I am actually going in today is because my birthday is coming up. Literally, if my birthday was not coming up, I would not go in. Oh my god, I hate this. At this point, I'm just about to say forget my birthday. It's really not that serious ever. I really hate this place, and I hate the people. The managers, oh my god. I have this a hiring manager, I guess you would call them, right? Personnel or whatever the fuck. I hate this bitch. I hate her so much, and she hates me. The feeling is mutual, baby. It's literally mutual. But, I don't know why she does not like me. I have not done anything, I don't think, to her specifically, for her to just have an attitude, literally, or, be, snappy with me every time she sees me. No, literally, I'm sorry for saying literally so much, but this one time, in the beginning when I was training at this place, the front manager told me I could take... anyway, this story is irrelevant, but I think it's the reason she's mad at me, because I took my lunch break later than I was supposed to. I don't fucking know. She's stupid, and I feel like she's mad at me because she had kids at a young age. Anyways, literally moving on. They're so rude and never there to help, ever. Literally, they're all in the back room fucking off, complaining about the job. I'm just what the fuck. I'm sorry for saying so much too, but I gotta get the fuck up out of here. I'm so sorry for cursing. It's 5 a.m. I'm not really thinking, I'm just talking. This is kind of my voice journal, I guess. Voice diary. Oh my god, do y'all remember those voice diaries where it's you can unlock it with your actual voice? I wanted one of those so bad. I literally went, oh, that was so bad. I never knew if they worked or not. And I never seen them in, like, stores. Maybe it was, like, a made-on-TV, order-on-TV thing. I think it was. I've never seen those in, like, real life. But I wanted one so bad. Anyways, I don't know. Yeah, I just wanted to come on here and fucking talk about my shitty job. I'm so happy that I quit, though. Like, and then I'm going to start working at another... I'm going to start working at another, job, obviously, but this time I wanted, I don't know, I feel like I don't balance work and play very well. Like, I'm either all work or all play, which is, like, fucking horrible for me in the end. Because if I work too much, I feel like I can't, like, keep up with myself. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have time to process my actual, like, life that's going on, because I'm working all the time. And then if I play too much or, like, relax too much, I guess, I feel like I'm just falling behind and running out of time to do what I actually want to do. Yeah. It's like I have to be productive or I like, have to not do shit, and I can't do both at the same time. It's so weird. Like, my mom the other day, she texted me. She's like, hey, you know you can have a job and, like, do other shit, right? She didn't say that, but she that was her point, basically. And I was like, I know I can, but, like, then maybe not. I don't know. Anyways, I'm rambling. How long has it been? My phone likes to lock. Also, I'm recording this on my phone. I recorded every podcast on my phone. I've been talking for almost 7 minutes now. But yeah, oh my god, I forgot to talk about, I just saw this thing, it reminded me of this, the fucking song I heard today. Oh my god, when I say it's the greatest song I've ever heard in my life, and I could be exaggerating, I don't fucking care, but it's literally the greatest song that I've ever heard in my life. It's so sad. Not sad, but like, oh my god, she just gives me like, like, the richness in her voice. Oh my fucking gosh, man. Okay, the song I'm talking about, I don't know if I'll be able to play it or not, but it's called Johnny by Faye Webster. It's the greatest song I've ever heard in my entire life. Also, sorry if I'm, like, super close to the mic. I'm literally, like, laying down, and the mic with my headphones is, like... laying across the pillow, it's horrible. I gotta get an actual mic too if I want to keep doing this. This is fun. I don't know. Something to let my creative outlet shine, I guess. Oh my god, I don't know. I just imagine my therapist listening to this and I hate it. Anyways, my voice journal, I love this, to the public that only literally myself from a year from now, we'll hear. Anyways, yeah. I don't know. I'll have to keep these short, 10 minutes. I don't really have anything to talk about in my life. It's not that interesting, I promise you. What else has been going on? Again, I really don't live an interesting life at all. I just quit my job. That was the most interesting thing that's happened to me in the past, like, 4 months, maybe? No, not really, actually. I went to Pride. Had a horrible time because I actually had the actual, like, festival itself was pretty cool, I guess. Nothing really happened this year. No one was really there. Ginger Minj was there, actually, from RuPaul. I think, like, season 6, I think. Don't quote me on that. I could be wrong. But I think season 6. Yeah. I went with, oh my god, it was horrible. I went with, like, some people who were just, like, not, I don't know, not fun, I guess. Like, what the fuck? We just, I don't know, it was weird. They're my friends, but, like, they're just not the type of people. Anyways, I literally, the only good time I had was when another friend of a friend of the friend that I went with, that just got very confusing. But the friend of the friend that I went with brought their weed pen, and I was fucking off one. I tell them sorry for cursing. I don't really care. Actually, I do care. I want to get sponsored. I'm going to stop cursing from right now. on. But I had this friend, they bought their marijuana pen. I didn't even know those things existed. I was like, what? Hello? Like, what is that? It was weird. Oh my god, it's been 10 minutes. My time is up, baby. Yeah, I didn't really have anything else to talk about anyways. Oh, I love how I just went to, from talking about weed pens to... Anyways, yeah. I just wanted to update again, I guess. These aren't updates. It's just a voice journal. I don't know. I'm just talking. Lucas talks. So I'm good at. That's what I'm here for. But yeah. I will see you again when I freaking see you. See how I didn't curse? Yeah, we're moving on up. Anyway, yeah. Bye.